February 2nd, Beishvat, 7:06.
How can you say without shore? Why? Because why have shimmy? There's no machine. I mean, if you from a shimmy, a costume, me a lot, highly surprises me, I say, also like you could be on a cage. The monastery is over there, it's also a rhythm, a little bit of human, because it's execration. Highly surprises me, I say, also like this. Here you confess, the king rach, and all the hard mishne, the king is here at a moment, I'm going, the osha mishne schrit, in other words, if you have, let's say, a jar of wine, and then you put a rag as a cork, you use a rag as a cork. So you're not allowed to use it as a cork, because if you use a rag as a cork, so then it will unavoidably and inescapably squeeze out wine from the rag. Because of Ramatam, the script of Mishun Libum, the Lishayach of Mishom Ashtu, the Chodoba Ramulachle, Chesbele, Kinyayin, the Sheikho, the Shemen, Lishayach Libum, the Skritos, El Dab to be mine. So Ramatam says, how can there be a Nise, a Meloche, a Skrite? Why is Skrite Chai? Why is Skrite Chai? Mishun Rabu, one of the Meloches is Rabu. Rabbanah, if somebody washes clothes and showers, so it's chayav hachatos. That's Rabbanah. He makes it clean. So squeezing out water from the rag, so to cleanse it when it's cleaned out. So you are chayav mishum Rabbanah. So that's only chayav if you bring out water. In other words, because water is something that cleans out. Water is a cleansing agent, but to bring out wine from the cloth, that is not the Ramurabe. Water is the Ramurabe. Wine is not the Ramurabe, so you shouldn't be hired. The Shaykh of the Kosher Amitam, the Spitim Shimibun, the Shaykh of the Shomashkin, the Chodobo Ramurachle, Chesbele, Kiyayin, the Sheikh of the Shemen, the Shayach Libum Biskutos, and with that to be mine, only when you bring out water from the cloth. But if you bring out wine or shemen or milk, I mean, Adam Ashkin, something that are not cleansing agent, so that you're not high. And with that to be mine, the Rayali Dabo, me with Azrin and the Hushemo Yisri, me Dabi Mai, the Rayali Dabo, by Shom Ashkin, Libum Zachayach, because in respect to Mayim, we make Zeres. But in respect to Adam Ashkin, we don't make Zeres. Kilamunam bin Shomim Hoyomala Bishabes, Upoda, the Amos Amayim. Suppose he has to go to a certain place, and then he has to cross a pool of water. So he chaleb, Linchad Nimaye, should we tell him? He should step into the pool. He should step into the pool of water with his clothes. So then that should be also, because if he steps into the pool of water with his clothes, with his garments, so he'll be tempted to bring out the water from the garment, because he'll feel uncomfortable with all the water, you know, in the garment. Also, we treat it. The time now we feel obvious when we stop it down with this. It will be your day. In other words, we didn't be more one is allowed to bathe and shower. We didn't be more, of course, it's also today. But we didn't be more, it's mutter to bathe and shower. But two things. First of all, is if he is, let's say, he bathes in a harmless, so it's not allowed even to walk with all the water on his body, because he will be carrying the water, that's what the Gemara says. So he has to wait until it dries up. And he's certainly not allowed, if he's in the Kamaras, so he's not allowed to carry the towel, would it be, because of the Issa of Karen. But suppose the pool is in a Rishayoch, the private pool in a Rishayoch, so there's no Issa of Karen. So even then, even in such case, he's not allowed to carry in his hand in the towel. Why? Because he might be tempted to wring out a frog. When you use a towel and wiping your hands, so there isn't so much water, you know, absorbed by the towel. So there's no zera less he will wring out. But when you use a towel, you know, in your body, so a lot of water is absorbed by the towel, so he might be annoyed by it, so he might be tempted to wring it out. So that's why he's not supposed to carry it with him, even though it's Shayoch. When we start down to the body, for the Gemara, does we speak it? So vis-a-vis water, we see that a Chachon made Zeres, Shema Yisrael. Und für das die Beizer immer, der Kulaunen, man bin es akilin, und vor die Gemara, Zeres mich um Schritte. In other words, killing, you see, killing doesn't mean that the cats, in the Russian of the Gemara, so Godim are also called killing. So you're not allowed to be mad with the killing, Zeira Mishu Shrike. Deal the fairy killing plan, Nisayin Nesayayin Bishudri. Nisayin Nesayayin Bishudri. Al Meri Gabi Yayin Mugaz Gino Mishu Shrike. So as far as Godim are concerned, so if it is, let's say, a big egg of Tzemer and so on, so then the Galochish Yosef is going to push it. So such a baguette, you are not allowed to be able, because that in itself is evil, the cloth. Machine can have a body, must see leather. So then we don't say Yosef is going to push it. But to bring it out, they're not allowed. Not allowed. Why? Because so in Magdalene, actually, even killing that are not, they do not come within the category of Shri Yosef Zeru Kibusi. They are allowed because you might bring it out. So you see that in respect to water, if you bring it out, there is a Nisa of Livur. To you, that's in respect to water. But in respect to other Mashkin, we don't see that the Chachom made Zeres, Shema Yisrael. Do you refer it to the plan? In other words, you are allowed to, let's say, to sift the wine to a towel. Take a towel and sift, in other words. And I mean, the Gemara, I think they mentioned that in connection with Yom Kippur. So you're allowed to do it, but why aren't we there? If we allow him, I don't think, to sift the wine for a towel, maybe he will be tempted, you know, to bring out the wine from the towel. You're not this, why not? Because even if he does bring it out, he will not be chayav chatos, because if wine is not a davar milavi. Besides, I am so on Tavi, I am going to speak it. Ufri, shambay, minami, kamalip, besutralei. We come out living in Bosley Street, by Messiah, with no gamma mai. Lord, I'm going to share with my family, so to be Hoshem and Chava from the deal of Isago. Now, illness has a dinner of Hilish and Isako. So if the woman is illness, so you are right in the Holy Shabbos and to carry in the Mishusarabi. Suppose the illness has to have Shemet, in order to anoint her, so it's necessary for her. So you're allowed to do the whole Shabbos for her. But there is a demon to go ach nefesh, hakala kal chila. So even when it's necessary to do the whole Shabbos, but if it's possible to do the melochet v'yishinu k'lachayat, so that it will only involve Mishra, he's not allowed to do it individually. So if Yildiz needs Nietzschemen, if Yildiz needs Nietzschemen, so then her friend is allowed to carry it. But in as much as it's possible to carry it in an irregular way, in other words, she'll just apply a little bit of shemen on her own hair, and then she'll walk to the Yildiz, and then when she comes to the Yildiz, she'll bring out, squeeze out the shemen from her own hair. So it will not involve in walk of the rights of carrying, because insofar as carrying jewelry on the hair is concerned, that's certainly shaliti garach hamitzim. It's not the usual way of carrying oil. And then the squeezing out of the oil from the hair, that doesn't involve any milach. Why not? The answer is because it's not water. Uponich borosho yidichrike, umshame yidichrike lisa. So from that Gemara, it's much the other way around. The Gemara only says in Shrita Tisa, otherwise it would be yourself in Shrita Tisa. Much for the Shrita Tisa, the Shemen. V'chei in the very late in Shrut, in which way the Shachizo and the Kampenbe, the love in the Kampenbe, Shrut is a sponge. Now, I want to point out, you see, some people make a mistake. And they think because of this Gemara, it's a Mishnah. Say the Mishnah is a Chizel Kamchem. If a sponge has a handle, so then you can wipe. You can use it for wiping. Because if it has a handle, you don't have to squeeze out from the sponge. You don't have to squeeze out. But if it doesn't have a handle, so then it's a situation. You have to grab it. So when you grab it and take a hold of it, you must necessarily squeeze out. If it has a handle, so you don't put in all the space, but if it has no handle, so in order to use it, you have to take a hold of it. So that involves a secret. So some people think that you're allowed to use a sponge, you know, washing dishes and Shabbos, if the sponge has a handle, you know, a little handle made out of material. But I don't think that the spook of the Gemara mentions are like the sponges today. I noticed that the sponges today, even if it has a handle, but when we use it, let's say, on kelim hour, it necessarily squeezes out water. Yeah, it necessarily, whenever we use a sponge and cleaning a pot, it necessarily squeezes out water. So apparently the sponges is not chazal, were not made the way the sponges today are. Sveid yeshli yisachizli, because they have only counted it. Because then it doesn't necessarily involve a situation. You love is counted it. So there it doesn't talk of a sponge that absorbs water, but a sponge that absorbs shemen. So we see from that. So it appears from this Gemara that by shemen there is also misafsked. So in Ramatano, they have a mishumitari, the asurek mishkita zeitzim bernam. So I'll come to say the thing of Haname, the Isar of Libun applies only to water, not to Shem. But there are two kinds of Shrites. There is the Isar, there is a Shrite that is Osir, and the score that is Asur, and the score of Libun. And there is another kind of Shrite that is Asur, and the score of Nifar. Nifar is told of Dosh. One of the intestinal locus is Dosh. Threshing. Now, what is threshing? When you thresh the grain. So you separate the tzeles from the grain, the straw from the grain. So melee, any case where you separate an impurity from the eichel, Oh, imagine if I'm there for necessarily the separation of exhalers from Nehor, neutrality from Nehor, it can be the separation of the Majke from Nehor. So is Mifarek, can it be higher, we should hold the Vidosh. So Mele, when you squeeze out Shemet from a sponge, so then there is a Chiyuv Chatos of speaking. But not the spit in the cold of Murabe, that is only shy of the water. But the spit in the cold of Dosh of Nifar. Of Nifar. Oh, so why should we? So what's our mental discussion? I mean, so here too, kind of surprising the Zayt also what they call, because it necessarily involves its cliche, because when we use it as a core, the leg, so then you necessarily will have to squeeze out wine from the leg whenever you're pushing the leg into the mouth of the jug. Yeah. So in the melee you'll be hired to be shimmy carried. So Ramtam says no. In the Ramtam, that is fast, so this is the same one. The Ochim Ramtam directly may not be also be shimmy carried. Shanis Hatilah Ribut, that's the girls in our days. Then on the margin, the Messiah Shas mentions on the margin, there is another girls. But let's understand it the way it appears here, in our text. So Ramtam saw, but according to our girls, Ramtam appears to agree with the Shitayol, that Sikreshe de Leich Beslei is Mutalech Hatilah. So he says, we cannot say that Mishachayse is Isaac Rosa, because when you push in a folded leg as a cork in the jug of wine, then you necessarily squeeze out wine, so you're high with Mishachayse, because he is not having to squeeze out the wine, and contrary, he doesn't want to close, he doesn't care, but he's certainly not interested in squeezing out the wine, so he's not many from the north. And when his situation comes up with Mishabim, if the person is many from the Melocha that unavoidably takes place, but if he's not many, if he doesn't want it, or even if he doesn't care, you see, in some of the shame use the expressions situation in Michalei and the situation in Michbesrei interchanging. However, the Rabbi Miri, he is very marked. The Rabbi Miri is very particular that to use the expression situation in Michalei in the context that he is sorry that the Melocha takes place, but he can't help it. As for example, Hatzot Chalozin Vateitze, in order that fine hay in Shabbos, when you squeeze out the blood of the chalozin, so called the Michale, they can solve dame, because he would be much happier if the chalozin wouldn't die, because then the blood would be brighter, would be clear, but he needs the blood, so he can't help it. So that's called secretion to the Michale. He's upset about it, but he does it anyway, because he needs the blood. And then the expression of situation in other words, he doesn't care. In other words, suppose I pour water over my hands or pounding the wound. So it depends. If it is my own wound, so then as a result of pouring the wound on the wound, so that promotes the growth of the grass. So it's I'm not having to propose. I pour the water all over my hands because I want to eat, so I have to wash. So I'm not having to promote the growth of the rest, but it happens anyway, and it's a situation. But if it's on my own loan, so it's not. But if it is on the loan of the Chavre, if the Chaver is not just a good friend of his, but he doesn't care very much about him. So Mele is special here this way. But that's not special in Michele, because he doesn't care either way. He's a friend. He's a good friend of his, so he doesn't care either way. He hasn't been a good friend, so he would mind if the goals of aggression would be promoted. But since he's a very good friend of his, so he doesn't care either way. So he's indifferent. So that's Tikresha Beliachas. So in some Rishonim you'll see that they use the expression Tikresha Beliachas and Tikresha Beliachas interchangeably. But the Rav Amiri is very particular to use the expression Tikresha Beliachas in the context that he minds it, that he can't help it. And Tikresha Beliachas is doing it in the context that he is indifferent. Alright. And here, Kibush HaMishchat Helech Leivut, I don't know, it might be the Michalei, in other words, if he's a stingy person, and he's worried about a few drops of wine, you know, that get lost, so then it's special Michalei. And if he's not a stingy person, so then it's real person. I don't know what to whom Rabbi Tam is referring. I don't think that people so petty, I mean, they would mind the few drops of wine that get lost when they are squeezed out from a piece of bread. I mean, one has to have unusual expertise in stinginess. Alright. So, presumably, it's situational illness. So we see from this that our township is like gold. The situation of Yichpes Lein is mutig. About that situation, the chayim pirish beolch, the whole situation of Yichpes Shom. Now, but there is a remarkable thing, you know, I mentioned it, because that's one of the big pullers by the Chazmish. The Chazmish usually was not the major, but there are a few pullers for the Chazmish pass. A few pullers, big pullers. The Chazmish was matir, Kibbutz many, many years ago, probably 55 years ago, he was not here, but the Kibbutz from his time was the first Kibbutz of Pilagos Israel. So he was not there when he had a problem with building the tower, big problem. So the Chazmish was not there then to build the tower in Shabbos as long as the milk is not poured into a cave without a tower. Because of the Ramban. The Ramban says that if, let's say, you are seichet something and the Dovah HaNishchat goes in Yibud, then it's not mifarad. So according to, and it's mutar in Chatzila, the Ramban says that it's mutar in Chatzila, because that's an integral part of the Tzuras HaMlochem, of Dosh, of Mifarad, that you are interested in having the thing that is Mishchat, that is what is milk in the cow. Well, milk in the cow, there is a machlokes special, whether it involves the Roche of the Raise or it involves the Roche of the Rabbah. There are many Rishonim who say that the Chele is Chai Dechatos, Mishmdosh Mifarad, because you separate the milk from the behemoth. So the milk is a mashke. The milk is a mashke, and the behemoth is an eichot. So meliach lechayev mishmifarad, mishmdosh. There were a few rabbonim, I mean, of course, that was certainly difficult. Heta, who are not here to milk the cow, If you move the cow in the pail, and in the pail you put in, let's say, some cheese, something. So because of the modern Shabbos of Chayiv Odom, SOAs, Lisech Hadero, then Chayiv Lisech Hakao. So Sehadero means when there is an Echo, because Mashke Hadon is an Echo, Echo Domit. Some melee, there is no clear definition of fire. but a coward there is no way fail. So then there is a fusion time. So that's the chapter you know according to some vision. But according to many vision, this whole hour, halacha of chilul godom, is in shechadir, or is in shechadir, applies only to Yom Tov. And because of Muktzeh, there's no application to Shabbos. So there was some rabbonim on matter, but that was a very difficult psak, very strange psak, only according to some vision, not in the shite of the other vision, so as Mish Asad, to milk a cow into a plate that has, let's say, food and cheese or something. Because according to most Rishayim in Tzosar and Shabbos, only according to some Rishayim, or a Gengel. But he was matir to milk the cow with the milk on the floor, you know. On the floor, it goes in, but because of the Rambam. But even that is not so posh. First of all, from this Havnatam, we see that Havnatam is clearly from the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, even when one is mischabing to be saved. But if it goes evil, so then it doesn't come by any law of church, because that's an integral part of the Tzuras HaMloch. Only when the Dover HaNisra is preserved, then it is dosh. Let's say, in the flesh of that. So, but when, so the thing that you clear of the psalis, so that is preserved. But here, when you are in carriage, you separate the mashke from the ichor, those labels, it's not preserved, then it's not, it doesn't partake of the pattern of the locha. So it's mutar even with the rabbon, according to Ramatam. But Ramatam is not like this, because Ramatam says that the reason is why here, it wouldn't be osir, because it's a secretion ichor, that means because it's not having to squeeze out. He's mishaving to push in the leg. But by pushing through the leg, he unavoidably squeezes out some wine. So it's pushing his pardon, but it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure, really. But if he would imply that if he had been having mamish, so then it would be us. So Ramkam Shiti is not like that. So the Ramban Shiti is not according to all Rishonim, and then I have another kashi against the Hashem's Psalm, because it seems to me that the Ramban is also Chilek HaMloch, because the Ramban Shiti is that Chilek is Chayev Mishum Tov V'Didosh Chilek, and the Ramban himself passes that if somebody is Chilek HaVeir out of malice, so on Shabbos, he's hired, and he's not even considered to be conquered. Why? Because also Nachas Ruach Yitzchak. All right, the Rambam is difficult from the Gemara, but the Rambam passed on that way. So the Gemara says that he's not considered the Misake, even though also Nachas Ruach Yitzchak, because Kolachi is the leader of Israel, that's what the Gemara says. So, it's another reason, I mean, why the Rambam is difficult. But so what the Rambam passes is not in the Talmud, because he also nachas ruach leitzchay. But when Yachin of the Chaverei squeezes out blood from his hand, so the blood goes legal, he doesn't preserve it in the test, he's not going to take the blood test after that. So maybe it goes legal, so according to the Rambam, it couldn't involve in the law of Kosh, not even in the Rabbah. And according to Rambam, is highly rising. So we see that not all the Shemim agree with the Shita of Rambam. The Shita of Rambam. First of all, from Rambam, it appears that he doesn't agree with the Shita of Rambam. And Rambam also. Anyway, but that is the Shita of Rambam. But we see from this Rambam that Rambam agrees with the Shita of the Rambam. Now, then in the margin, it says, I have in Rochash and Stichon, Gifo, Osal, Rochshimen, Richem, and Michal, and Klau, Shorot, Vey. Now, so according to our dear say, it definitely appears that from the atomic reason sheep of God. According to this verse, Kini Anushko Bichuvas Ram Sin Zarigale, it also appears that they reason the sheep of God. Because after God and Rosh and Tzvich will be for us, of course, if it's Leiach this way, so then it's in Rosh and Tzvich, because Rosh and Tzvich will be for you in the old cases. I mean, most the shame, not all the cases, past like of him, Rosh and Tzvich, is also the Rambam, is perfect. But the Rambam past was like a beauty, Rosh and Tzvich, and Tzvich, but even the Kodit Rosh and Tzvich, is also, the Rambam is also, So, after that washing school group or selection, he had a legally cloud short of faith. Kenny and Muslim Jewish town. So, even according to these rules, it appears that he is losing the sheep of the old. But there is one very slight difference between the Al-Jersey in faceless and the Muslim Saram. Because according to Al-Jersey, I mentioned before, that some Rishayim use the expressions Le'yichalei and Le'yichbeslein interchangeably. However, the Le'yichalei is particular about the distinction between the situation Le'yichalei in the sense that this is Tzaya from the fact that the Melochei is done, but he has to do it, he can't help it, like a Tzotcholot and Bapeitze, and situation Le'yichbeslein in the sense is indifferent. The whole sheet is that not only the situation in Michale is mutal for the franchise, even the situation in Riach Pesle is mutal for the franchise. But according to this, the answer of the Ram, so on the Ram sheet is that there is a difference between the situation in Riach Pesle and the situation in Michale. The situation in Riach Pesle is also, because the situation in Riach Pesle is only in the Loche. Shin tzikhul gufam, 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 but v'nichal yiklau, what do you mean v'nichal yiklau? Apparently v'nichal yiklau means not only is in big fat, but he doesn't care. He's sorry that he loses wine. He loses wine. So that is me. So it's mashma. According to this yesterday, how she thinks is foul. If it's a situation doing Irpes Lane, so then it is not for some of the Reise contraction, because Lachitz Holibuba, not because of situation with Irpes Lane, because every situation with Irpes Lane necessarily is necessarily also Lachitz Holibuba, well, Lachitz Holibuba, that is not many from the world. So Irpes Lane is independent, so it's not many. But if it's from Michal and Klau, it's not only it's not Menno. Inside, he would prefer that the wine should not be squeezed out. Because it's losing wine. But he can't help it. So that is Michal. Now, as a matter of fact, this is really the sheet of Rashi and Shabbos. I think I once mentioned it with the first verse with more Shabbos. Now, the morning Shabbos that I made, I think I went the first discussion. Tana Rabban, if I'm here now, Hatzot Tzvi, Tana Rabban, Hatzot Halozim Vapay Tzein Echai Lachas, that Judei Mechai Shtai, Shoyer Abidei Mea Psiye Bechal Bishen, Om Ulein Psiye Bechal Bishen, Om Arobe Mai Tani Rabban, Kosabre in Gishel in Lekaka. Before I start to mention, so there is a Machlis Hashem, I didn't finish it. The machlek l'shem moda milking a cow in bald and loch of the rice and loch of the rabbon. So the son of the shem will say that it's in bald and loch of the rice and loch of the rabbon dish. Because by milking a cow you separate the milk which is a mashke from the echo, from the ben. The son of the shem will say that chilei is only shmus. That's not matzniya. I think I went over that before. why only the Rabbanon? Because in Gishel we do it out. In Gishel we do it out. So, and again, we study it out. So how do some Hashem say it was involved in Lachet Reise, but after all, we cast in Gishel we do it out. So they say, Edehim has a demon to do it out. What does that mean? Since when is Edehim into the carke? Edehim is not a plant, it's an animal. The answer is, the carke, according to his Hashem, does not mean something that is attached to the carke, that it's not over. Anything that is sustained by carke is considered the carke. And Edehim is a herbivorous animal, so how do you sustain by eating vegetables? So Mele is Durikav. And these Hashem say, here the Gemara says, Ligabe Echalozen, which is like a fish. So that's sustained by water, not by things that go on the carpet. So Mele, that's not Durikav. They is Durikav. Then Ramutamashik is that milking the cow does involve melacha the rice, but not the melacha of the sheep, the shemak, because in Gishel we do a karke, and the aim is not a karke, but the machik, because when you milk the cow, so you then necessarily flatten out the odors of the behem. So you have a machik, to flatten it out, to smooth it out. Now, so, why do all the other shindas find time is only Yochi who says that Chilik is Chayek Shemimach? All the other shindas say that Chilik either is Chayek Mishuv Dosh because Behim is considered Karate, or it's involved only Mishuvus, but not Mach. Why? This is the fact that when you milk cows, so you necessarily flatten out the order of the Behim, so you smooth it out. So what is their shita? Their shita apparently is that when is there in loch of machin, if a person is interested in smooth surface, when he's interested in smooth surface, but marichetio, so then, so in order to be effective as a medicine, as a medication, so it has to be smoothed out, it has to be flattened out. But when you smooth out the surface, and you're not, let's say, when you pave the road, no, that is a melacha d'oraisa of the machir, because you are interested in smoothing out the surface. Smoothing out the surface. Because if it's not smooth, then it will be difficult to walk on it. So it has to be smooth. But when you're not interested in a smooth surface, so then it's not a melacha d'oraisa. When you milk a cow, it's only interested in a smooth surface. Just happens that way, but it's not interested in his smooth surface. So Mele, it doesn't involve the Rahma. I mentioned that, you know, I'm sure you heard the various talking about using toothpaste on teeth and Shabbos. And which comes to pass that it's melacha d'oraisa. It's melacha d'oraisa. Why? Because mach. Well, it's not such a good question. It seems to me that according to most Hashemim, it does not involve melacha d'oraisa. Because when you use toothpaste on teeth, as a matter of fact, the Mishkan is asking that to use toothpaste to brush your teeth on Shabbos with toothpaste involves melacha d'oraisa and mach. But without toothpaste, so then it's mutar. I think so. I mean, I'm not sure. I didn't see it in Shabbos, but so I heard many times that I'm saying. I mean, I think so because I would like to say something in the name of Kabbalah or of any other bottle when I didn't hear it from them, because many people mention in the name of Kabbalah, times in the name of other people, all kinds of suffering that neither the nation nor any other bottle ever said. But this is probably true. But I didn't see it in this nature except. Why? Because when you brush your teeth, it was toothpaste, so then you flatten out the toothpaste. You flatten it out. But he's not interested in smoothing out the toothpaste and the teeth. He's interested in smoothing out. Does he care? Does the person care whether it smooths out or doesn't smooth out? So according to Rabbi Tam, he won't tell himself nothing wrong with the matter. According to all the other Hashem, it will not involve a melach of mach. There is a siyua to the nation council of Tzad, from the psichem that tells the soil on Shabbos. Because the soil has a big psichem and the din of Shabbos. So there he says, now, that the Ramos says that you're not allowed to use soil on Shabbos. Why not? So the Ramos says, because you are married to Mr. Rabban. Mr. Rabban, in other words, when do you sow? So what do? So you convert the salad into liquid. Because when you do soap on your hands, so then you form salts. So that's the conversion of the salad into a liquid. So because of that, liquid salt is mutar. You can use, you are allowed the chatzur to use liquid salt on Shabbos. Because the only issue consists in changing. Maybe you change a solid into liquid, but liquid salt, so it is liquid at the very outset. So bring the boundaries. So because the soil in the psicha says, because the Ramah has reference only to a hard salt. Hard salt. So then, so when it's only in Mr. Ramah, but when the soap is very soft, and when you use it, so then it's flattened out, pieces of soap is flattened out on the hands, then it involves in loch and the eyes of the mach. So that's like a mish punch. But I think that this too is told in the machlekes of the town and all the other bishop. He's told in the machlekes between the town and all the other bishop. Anyway, I got an intention to discuss that because we are discussing chayim, and there is a machlekes Hashem as to whether milking the cow involves the loch of the rice or not. So I mentioned it. So here the Gemara says that I'm hey, Hatzot Ton Rabban, Hatzot Chalos in Vafei, Tzine Chai Vlach, Rabbi Yudah in Chai Shtai, Shoy Rabbi Yudah in Meir, Tzir de Chal Dish, Tzir de Chal Dish, Oma Rabbi, my time, Rabbi Yudah in Kosabre, in Dish El Yudah in Karke, in the Chai Vnavish, in Shomel, Kotzi Mes, Rabbi Yudah in Rabbi Yudah in Kotzi Chai, in Sassiko, Eitzel, Mithilas Nishomes. The most kasha was, if his Pitzia Yechalozen, he squeezes out the blood, let him be chaye v'chatos on the score of Mithilas Nishomes. He kills the Chalozen. So what they say, so Rabbi Yechan says that this price is reference the case where he squeezed out the blood of a dead Chalozen. But Eino Chaname, if he squeezes out the blood of a living chalazin, thereby deadening the chalazin, so it's high rechatos in the first nishome. According to Rekame, and according to Rav Yude, he's chayev, three chatoes. Rabbi says, I feel with him, he's still not chayev, mishum first nishome. Why? Misasiku is first nishome. Because he's not mischabim to kill the chalos. But Abaye, the Rove, the Amrit Abaye, made a rafshim secretion in the Amuz. So, Moed Veteret, Shana Ochre, the Chamed, he's been Nishomet, Tei Nichalei, Tei Chadurit Zerzi. So, of course, the Oruch explains it, because it's a secretion in the Amuz. But look what Rashi says. Rashi says, Nisaziku, it's because Nishomet, Kelein Aligadim, because Nishomet Adam, Nisaziku, the Barache, ולא יהבים מלאכס מחשבס שמסחבים שיומוס צבי ניחלי שדם החי תגיד על המס יחיד לכל עצמי מסחבים ביטריע בשם רשלו יומד ביודי אפי ומייס אין כנאו ניססי ביחי תנא ביחי מידרב שינמי מילייך וסלעים נסתמי ומילייך חבנה לא ינחבן. So, Rashi emphasizes the expression when is Rav Shimon made the psikreshe the moich v'slai. He doesn't say Rav Shimon is made the psikreshe the michal. So Rashi is definitely chayrik on the oor, because according to oor, Rav Shimon is only made the psikreshe the michal, and Rashi says explicitly that he made Rav Shimon made the moich v'slai when he's indifferent, and he's chayrik on the oor on a derisive level, not just on a derabonic level, on a derisive level. But he can't help it, he needs the blood. What should he do? But he's very upset about it. So that's Lemichale. So then he's potter. He's not Chayra Chavus Mishkreishon. Why? So Rashi said the blood there, because it's not in Lachas Machshev. So Rashi is Chayri Kandor. Though she believes that he needs occasionally Lemichale's leg. He's not also in the right seat in the middle of Chatzchile, and not only by Shabbos, where there is a din of Lechatz Machsheves, but in Kol HaTirkul, because it's not Mishabim Tzikrei Shal Yechus. The Rashi Shiti is Tzikrei Shal Yechus, and it's considered Mishabim in the right. But Tzikrei Shal Yechale is Potter in the right seat by Shabbos, because it's not in Lechatz Machsheves. So, we'll see. Now, Tzikrei Tesis explains this more. The Meidah of Shimon's creation, the Yomuri, no, Shana Ochelech, Chamad Yidin, Shomet Kenichale, Kehenif et Tzimei, because the Shimon is Shitose, the Kolocha Shimon Tzricho, the Gupo is Boker. That's why Hapitia Chalozin is not Chai Vishkir Shom, because it's Molocha Shimon Tzricho, the Gupo. But by Shori Surin, Prater Kulev, there was no such concept with Yomish and Tzimri before, so they know the Chayv too. So things we see on Shabbos, just like things we see in Shabbos Dav Gimel and in Shabbos Dav Kut Gimel, is Chelik and the Oog, Shitan and the Reise. And Rashi is also Chelik and the Oog, Shitan and the Reise. But Rashi says, if it's Lemichal and Klal, if it's Gaya, then it's part of a Shabbos, because it's nothing like Smash Shabbos. Now here, Ramatam Shite, according to our dear say, is like all that it's not going to have to express the same. According to the deals of the Ram, Ramatam is saying, Avadam lost his faith group also of Shimon, Hechel, Michel, Klau, Shorat, Hey, Kenyan is that Loi Michele is Mutter, but Loi Yichpes Lei is also. Yeah. Bechim Pirigo, the whole situation in Yichalei Shoreh. Now, here, even though Teisves also uses the Loshen, the whole situation in Yichalei Shoreh, so you could say that
the chief of the Yichalei
Shoreh. As I said before, many of the shamans use the expressions for Yichalei Yichpesleh interchangeably. Mashenkin, according to the Gilse of the Ram, so then it's not because they use Lenichale and Lenichpesle interchangeably. Because he says, Heiched Lenichale Klau. In other words, there is such a thing as Lenichale, which might mean Lenichpesle, and Lenichale Klau, which means that he's mitztayer, he's upset about the fact that the Melach is done. Yes.
What about Rashi
with
Gimel Shabbos?
Yes.
He's Loshed Loshed Loshed
Loshed. So he means there, Meloch Hashem Tzrei Duk. The other half, Yerich Peshle Liyach. So there, so the Rabbi Leia says, I'm Yerda Fein Hei Rashi, mit Eslischen, Zorchim, Zass, no. Aber ich finde ja, wenn sie dann weiten, aber sometimes he says, there's a reason of payment, sometimes. And sometimes he says, there's a reason of kosher, payment, and sometimes he says, Zass kosher. Sometimes he says, Zorchim, Zass. Why does he say Zorchim, Zass, not there's a reason of payment? Apparently, I understood that it's not a chicken for time. You can give it that. That's a carrot. The carrot is what I'm saying. And Rashi says here, the year this way, so Rashi doesn't mean because it's a fresh way, but then you'll say something. What he means, Mulafashin Tzatulibu, but how is it that he doesn't say Mulafashin Tzatulibu first? So he says, so it makes sense. But I'm clearly understood, I mean that this is what we have to say in Russian. And Tesla says explicitly, Dara de Chavra Pirei Dab Melocha Shetzchudah. So that Tesla, just like in Tesla, Dab Gimu in Shabbos, like Tesla in Yume, yes?
But also said that frankly, Arif, it's the Sunday one.
Who says so? Such a wonderful person. And that he hates him, that he wants, I mean, he's very upset about the fact that it's a result of him that so the growth will be promoted. Where do you see that? No, Tesi says the other the half of it, purely the Abu Lochash and Sephora, because Tesi Sheep is here, countering the Sheep's own. And I mean the Reiser level countering Sheep's own. Not like the Sheep's own, who is Chelik and the whole Hamid Rabbon. So this is what I want to point out again and again, that even though many Rishonim make a distinction between Meirpes and Michalei, but Teisves uses the Lashon Meirchalei and Meirpes interchangeably. But according to Teisves, there is no such thing. The Icharios in Pericolatodia. Our leader direction is often the Ayah Gavish. Abel Gavu Sikhreishu, the Bada Mechadu, Kim Yom Yichreba, Yishibu Shor. I mentioned one to them. I mean, I'm sure that you know that so many who are Masik and Rav Chaim because of the Rosh in Shabbos. We'll discuss the Rosh, maybe not today, so perhaps tomorrow, you see, we'll discuss the Rosh. But what did they want from Rav Chaim? I mean, the Rosh, that the Och himself and all the Rishim, except for the Rosh, say contrary to the Rosh. The Rosh says that the heter of the Och, of the creation, the Lich Beslein's mutterly only applies to Shabbos, but not to Shabbos. Because by Shabbos there is an additional meaning of Melechus Bachshabbos. But by Shabbos, the situation of the Lich Beslein is awesome. But how can you say that in the Och, when the Hesle says the name of the Och, Beiker Ayosim Yipirikol Atodim, a little bit of a film is out in Yain Al-Gabayishin, it's the Chavez, that's in the Adreser, of Ishtami Tzukadam Yisbeach Nisiyote, so what do they want from Rav Chaim? So, let them ask the Kasha against the Rosh, not against Rav Chaim, Rav Chaim is not guilty of anything. So we see from that, a little bit of himself, generation, after that situation, if Vada in the Chabu, Kim Lirinich Levaikim, sure. And again, even though it takes this uses the expression of Michalei, not Leichfeslei, but what it means is Leichfeslei, because there it's not that he is upset about the fact that the Ish is nearby, the Ish is nearby, so he doesn't care. But he uses the expression of Michalei. But Teisves, when Teisves uses the Lashon of Michalei, it's because the Michalei and Leich Kislei are using interchangeably. When the Ramanir uses Lashon of Michalei, so then it's deliberate. Hoy mais reine Wagos und die Kamera war immer Schimmen in Martin, mein Nobby Beyond, Pirish and the Hodes. So in other words, if you have, let's say, myrtle branch, so on the myrtle branches, you have, there are certain fruits that grow. So if, let's say, the fruits are well numerous, are more than the leaves, so then it's possible as the Hodes on it. But suppose you pluck out the fruit from the merchant branch, then it becomes kosher. So the Blessed Rav Shimon says that you're allowed lechatchile and yontev to pluck out the fruits, it's certain berries that grow on the merchant branch. So you're allowed to pluck out the berries from the merchant branch. But the Gemara asks Kashe, how are you allowed to do it? It's Mark Haler. In other words, not Mark Haler in the Rising, it's Mark Haler, but Mirabona, because there is a legal tickle. As long as he didn't pluck out the berries from the myrtle branch, so then it's possible as a Hodeshan. And when you pluck out the berries from the myrtle branch, it becomes kosher as a Hodeshan. So you have a sucking money. So in the Rabbonon it's market advantage. So it should be offered. The Kamar Bezal Rav Shimon Matzi Anor in the Yom Tepirish Ambi Hodesh Upor Adon Osak Mone Unmukalon Nishaben Lachile, when he does it not for the purpose of qualifying it as a Hodesh on its way, but for the purpose of beating the berries. He likes the berries and the mortal berries. So it's a double shame is having. So it more as the kashe, who pole of a minrefim sikreishe, and shanel lo tzriche di isli shayna achrite, because he has another myrtle branch that he can use as a hodeshan, as a hodeshan. So what's the pshat? So what did he have to know? In other words, he does not mean it from the fact that it becomes kosher as a hodeshan, because he can get along without this. He has another one. So it's a special year pesle. So it's a riot, special year pesle is muta. I'll make him know in Michale. So again, teaches you an expression in Michale. But not in the Michale in the sense, in contrast to the year pesle, but interchangeably in the year pesle. All the kingdom in the way where I hide, I can show up about the creation. The year of the Hebrew caution needed. So, in other words, so the real is Chilikan. Rabbi Tam is the Kashe, why is this Chaisen Zayis Ose Arishuli Ose? Because, on the score of living, it could be Ose, because it's not in the Abraham and Hammurabi, the Abraham and Aki. Only water there is in his heart. And on the score of Mifarei, he should be Osea, because it's a situation to Leich Pesle, to Leich Ale. So, he says, no, it's no Kasha. The Mir Ale did Leich Kasha Midian, because he not does on Yisrael, Bishom Ashke, Mishom Libum, Moi Bimayim, Mayim, Omi Kol Mokem Lechashim, Omi Shem Omi Yisrael, Kim Shatam, Vorreach, Nisharim with Godin. Now, what is the Rishite? The Ramtam said that he couldn't be higher when he squeezes out the wine from the bag on the score of Rabbi. Because Rabbi is only shyer with Dovah Hamilabi, Dovah Hamilabi, not Dovah Hamilabi. So what is the Rishite? He says, if there is a chiyuv of Shkita Mishun Rabbi, even the Dovah Hamilabi. So, what did he say? Suppose, you know, isn't it true according to everybody that if as a result of soaking it in liquid, it becomes dirty rather than clean, then the material should have it? Would he say now that we have a loche, shriyosi zeu kibusi, that in regard to cloth, so then, let's say, wool, you can't do the same thing. I suppose, sure, that Shriyosi Zeu Kibuse, that you can soak, let's say, a cloth in water, even though you don't drink it out. So then, your high kibbutz, let's say, if you just soak a handkerchief in water. So your high kibbutz, even if you don't drink out the water, you soak a towel in water. Your high kibbutz, even if you don't drink it out, but only if you soak it in clean water. Suppose you soak a cloth in filthy water, in dirty water, you're not so then you are still higher. It's not the stubborn. The division of yes.
Why
did it
find
out when you wipe your hands so you don't clean out the towel, you make it dirty. You don't make it more clean. The right is that once you use the towel and wiping your hands a number of times, you have to wash the towel. So that's a lie, that wiping the hands with the towel doesn't clean the towel, but it makes it dirty. So, will the Levi say that when you soak, let's say, cloth in dirty water, so you hide the shmarabe, stop. But here we see that he only, the Rambam said that Shlibun is only shy of the Dover of Malabi. Water. What is Malabi? Water. Wine is not Malabi. You ever see anybody washing clothes in wine? You know, during the Prohibition days, unfortunately, it's very unfortunate. There were a few Rabbonim, others, Rabbonim, who did certain illegal things with wine, you know, because the law allowed wine to be sold, you know, for religious purposes, for Kiddush, for Hadorah. So, there were a few Rabbonim 60 years ago, and so I heard of it, that he sold, you know, wine. So one of was prosecuted for selling the wine, and not just for Jewish business, out of selling wine. So then he wanted, you know, to be acquitted. So he got a certificate from the David coming back there that he suffers from an unusual disease and he has to take baths in wine. Two baths a day in wine. That's why he had to have so much wine. And that doctor gave him such an affidavit and then he was acquitted. So it's a true story. So, I mean, who washes clothes in wine? All right, maybe bath in wine. But clothes in wine, no one washes. But, so Mele Teisve says, Amitam says, Tos titim ishum libum, to l'shayecha bishom mashki, yichodoba amilach lechaz beile, ki yayim ishecha bishemem l'shayech libum bishkutosim, el davke bimayim. So, Minele, when you squeeze out, you bring out the wine from the cloth, from the leg, so then you're not high. And that's what Rambam says. So Davi says, does it mean that even the chlichuch, there is a chlichuch, but I think, you see, what he says is this. Of course, if as a result of soaking it in dirty water, you make the beggar dirty, then there is no fear of rubbing. Rubbing means cleaning, whitening, and lobbing. Rubbing means when, but not if you make it dirty. But Suppose the beget is soaked in water. So the beget is very dirty already. Then when you squeeze to bring out the wine, you make it less dirty. It will not be very clean. But any damage, the dirt before you bring out the wine and after you bring out the wine. So of course, so you reduce the dirt of the beggar to a minimum by bringing out. So in such a case, the Rebbe says that you are chayav shmua. And the tamshit is that even when you, as a result of bringing out, of squeezing out the wine, you reduce the dirt to a minimum, that's still not chayav. Because libun is only shayach b'dovar. If the fluid is that kind of a fluid, that is not. But if the fluid, like water, but if the fluid is not water, and it's wine, milk, shemen, true as a result of bringing out the shemen, it will be better. It will be more clean. But it will still be dirty. Some melee, but it will be less dirty than it was when it was saturated with so much wine, so that he says in such a case, you are high. But when you take a cloth, a clean cloth, a clean towel, and you put it in, and you soak it in wine, then the beer will be maybe an atchayim. You should love it. You Shriyos is El Kibuse, is only shayach in something that is Merabi, in water, not in wine. So there is no doubt that if you put a cloth in milk, you will not be chayav in Shum Shriyos is El Kibuse. But when you bring out the milk, when you bring out the milk or the wine or the shemen from the towel, so then you make it a little cleaner. A towel that is saturated with a lot of wine, and the towel from which you squeezed out all the wine. It will not be perfectly clean, but much better to be more clean than the towel that is saturated with wine. This is the issue. We are going to the question that we come here, which is the Shomashke. משום ליבנות מיומיים, כמות חשים ושמי ישראל, כי משעתם בורח נשאר מגודים, ומאז הוא יוננה בסקטוסי, ומוצאים הוא נאמר, דירוסי המישהו מפארי, ואף עודת בצקרי של מיכלי, עושה לחפלו רב שימן, ומאים לוחר שנצריכו לגופו, יצאו דאבי ישחלי כנדו, ובאת, from the Rizlosh Nitzmashma, he is chelik and the Oruch only on the Rabbonu level, not on the Reis level. Now, maybe you'll say, maybe he's chelik only on the Rabbonu level because by Shabbos, so Melochesh Nitzrichu Gupo is also on the Rabbonu, not on the Reis level. But vis-a-vis Shomri Surim, maybe he'll be chelik and the Oruch on the Reis level, like Tesves in Shabbos Lachkut Gimu, like Tesis and Shabbos, that Gimul, like Tesis and Shabbos, that I may know, because soon you'll see that the Ri says the Raya from Zalk and Yain Adabishin is no Raya, that Mokinitzri Shane, and there it's not a question of Shabbos, there it's a question of Shori Surin, of Ishtam to come and Beach Lisirbe, and why is it Mutera? Because Mitzvah of Nisu Chayayim, of Nisach of Nisach of Yain Agabayishim. So we see that even Jewish Yisrael is not also on the Reise. So we see from this that while the Reis is Chelik and Oruch, but he is not Chelik and Oruch on the Reise level, but he is Chelik and Oruch only on the Rabbonu level. And what you may not be also מישהו מפרי, מלכה לפסיכרי שלו, מיכול יש לך תלו לב שלו, בואו שצרו גובו, וראי יש לו אורחים ראי, זה הייתי, מה זה לב שלו, זה עדיין רבי אישי, יש לי שנה הכי תה, הוא וכן שאול לב שלו, שמו להצטורך לו. עוד, so the ראי, from the shine, from hodes, is no ראי, because over there the פשעת is not because of פסיכרי שלו, יחד סלי. But if he has another hodes, he has a shine הכי תה, So what kind of Misak money is? After all, he's not misaking the Hodes on a physical level. Only on a legal level, on a halachic level. Why is he misaking the Hodes? Why is he making a halachic people? Because he has to be kind of mitzvah of ukachtem lachem. The invocation please Hoda. He has to take your Hodes on mitzvah. And win the payers on it, so it's not kosher as a Hodesh on mitzvah. So that's the tikkun. But if he has another Hodesh, so what kind of a tikkun does he make as far as the mitzvah is concerned? He's able to do the kind of mitzvah anyway. So it's no tikkun altogether, not because it's sequential, because it's no tikkun. Oh, the Hodesh on mitzvah is a tikkun cleave. You look at the situation. Aber, oh, it's a the reis auch in Reihe, in dem Alter, ich muss auch sagen, Gabi, ich komme mir mitzwe Schane. Der Kind, ich weiß nicht, ich komme mir schon mit dem Mitzwe. So, und ich bin schon mitzwe. Im Namen hoch der Peruschen. Wo sich Feische, Osser, die Schemme in Stolkwey, die Gloin Mild, der Kind, im Namen hoch der sich Feische, Osser, die Ischle, איש הנאחית הוא לכן שאול לפשין שמו יצטורך בו כנים שמסדים כלי ויהיו כך להפסטרישו אבל רבי יהודה עושה ושמו יצטורך לו ולא ימי עושה את יחלי עובד ועל פי ראשון כושם יתנן כנשמי לשפוצים המאפיס מוסה בשבס עם מסר כחיים וזמנו את הפוטר ודווקא משמצר הפוטר מודע אבל אילב משמצר הוא יעושה אבל רב מיכל פלקלאו דין יחלה מן הפקל ונסחה מן המחיים וכן מחה של יד ותלו בסקי נשאור משמצרה אבל לא בחוסר אבל גבי לא יחלה כלל So there is a kasha in the Doruch from the Gemara of Mappes Mose Bishabes. So the Gemara says, what do you mean Mappes Mose Bishabes? If you have pus in a certain soul and you squeeze out the pus, so you lost his lapay. If the purpose of squeezing out the pus is in order to make an opening in the soul, lehitzu lehachmis, lehitzu lehachmis, so is chayet. The Rambam says, kiderach shor reifmis. Apparently, it was customary for reifim to make an opening in the market. Why did they need an opening? Because they wanted to put in a certain powder, a certain ointment, a certain medication, so they had to, they were interested in making an opening in the market so as to take out and to put in medication and so on. So then it's chayev. But if the whole purpose is just to draw out the pus, so it's potter. Bidavke mishum tzare potter. So the Gemara says that it's muter, even though it's poter, but it means poter and muter. Why in Shemtzare? The implication being, if not for Tzare, so then it would be Osa. It would be Osa. So we see situation Lichbesle is Osa Mirabon. But only since it only involves Mirabon, so Shemtzare is muter. So how is the whole Chmati in Shalom of Tzare? Now, so there is the Teresa of Chaim, even though the Chaim doesn't mention them in connection with this discussion and all. But what the Chaim says is a good Teresa on this discussion and all. Because the Kashi is, you see, many of the Shem say that the situation of the slave in Holatel Kule is Chaim. It's the Zit of Kutimur and the Tasteless and Shabbos Achaim Hei, Tasteless and Yume, Tasteless and Shabbos Achaim Hei. With the right, the Achil can know how the Reis are. Why are the Achil can know how the Reis are? Because secretion doesn't make any difference according to them, whether it's secretion Michale or secretion Yichbisle. But on Shabbos, they are made that secretion Yichbisle is potter with the Reis. Why? Because of the other halacha of Rav Shimon. And they pass like Rav Shimon in the other halacha. Melacha Shimon Tzricha Ligufo is Potter. So every situation of Yechmesle is also Melacha Shimon Tzricha Ligufo. And the Gemara Dafkuvo in Shabbos says that את רבסז, את כל פטורי דשאבה, סיספות רב לוסה. ליבר מתלט. So one of the תלט is, one of the תלט is, את מקיס מוסה בשאבה. So if להיצי יס עליך, if the purpose is just to get rid of the pus, to go out the pus, so then it's מדורך אחר. Why? Because משום צער. So why is it? Why is Pruta? Because Mulochet writes the reason. Even without Sama, because it's Mulochet Tzuch Ali Gufa. But Rabbon is the Losa, so Mishim Tzare, the Chachom no matter, even though it's Mulochet Tzuch Ali Gufa. So the question is again, the Rambam Paskos, like the Rebbe Mulochet Tzuch Ali Gufa, is Chayev, so Mele, it shouldn't be Muta Mishim Tzare either. So Chayev says that the Rets and the Rambam, and the Rambam, because Rav paskens like Rav Yehuda in the Aloche of Doroshen Mishavim, in the Aloche of Doroshen Mishavim, the Doroshen Mishavim is hired in Kodrekule and the Shabbos, the Rosa, whether the Shabbos is also hired, so that's told to your stories in the Gemara, in Yumed, Aflam, Gimuch, whatever. And then, but he paskens like Rav Shimon in Locha Shem Tzricha B'Gufa. He paskens like Rav Shimon in Locha Shem Tzricha B'Gufa. The Rambam, and all, they pasken like Rav Shimon in Doro Shem Tzavim, which is Locha Shem Tzricha, but they pasken like Rav Yude in Locha Shem Tzricha B'Gufa, that is higher. So the Chaim says, the reason is to why the Gemara says that according to Rav, Matis Musa is potarum muter because Melocha Shem Tzricha B'Gufo is Osa Mirabona Osa Mirabona Osa Mirabona Osa Mirabona Osa Mirabona because Rav who paskens like Rav Yehuda that Dor Shem Mishavim is Chayim Vater but in Shabbos is potar according to most the Shem according to one Gyosin Gimor Yume because it's not in Melachas Machsheves. So when is Doroshin Mishavim not Melachas Machsheves? If there is no psikresha altogether, let's say he walks on grass on Shabbos, and he plucks out the grass. So there is no psikresha, even though it turns out that he did pluck out grass, but at the time he walked on the grass, he wasn't sure whether he would pluck out the grass or not. So the element of idea of being conscious of the fact that I'm doing Melacha was lacking. So Mele is not in Rechaz Machsheves. But in case of Mapis Mose, where there is a psikreshe, even though it's a psikreshe, obviously, so he's not mishaven. But is Yidia lacking? Yidia is not lacking, it's a psikreshe. So Mele, according to Rav Yehuda, the Doroshin mishaven, is Chayim Kratere Kule, even though by Shabbos, he is potter if there is no psikreshe altogether, but where there is a psikreshe, so the element of Yidia is present, so then he should be chayev. But he is potter for a different reason. Because Rav, while he paskens like Rav Yehuda in Doroshin Mishavim, he paskens like Rav Shimon in Loroshin Tzvel Gufo, since he is not melech from the opening that he's made in the market, we hacking to the Haiti, so it's Meloshin Tzchol Gufo. So it's not also Meraisi. But when the Rabbon Meloshin Tzchol Gufo is also there, so, but we should tell him, Chachon no matter. Mashayim can come on the oath, they pass like Rapshim and Doroshin, Mishavim, Mizmutan, Kulat, and Kule. But maybe Rapshim and Psikreishe, but only Psikreishe, Michalei, but Psikreishe, and Michalei, is considered in Mishavim, so it's Mutar, so even without Tzare, it's Mutar. The Gemara says, Mishim Tzare, a little bit of Yerav, because Rav Paskins like reviewing the Roshim Mishavim. So maybe we have to resort to Meloch Hashem Tzare Lugufo. But the Rambam and the Doroch Paskin like Hashem Meloch Hashem Mishavim is Mutar, so we don't have to have recourse to Meloch Hashem Tzare Lugufo. So we don't have to resort to Tzare. So that's it, Teretz and Tzitzis Kashi against the Doroch too. All right, now, we have to finish it now. We'll finish the case this tomorrow, and then we'll discuss the Rambam, we'll discuss the Rosh, and then we'll proceed with the Gemara. Now tomorrow, so I have the outside. Tomorrow I have the outside. So I want to be Vashkosh Shirva. Anyway, so Vashkosh Shirva will be on the Parshas HaShavua, Meira, and Shmeis, and they, and me, there'll be among the three setters, Vashkosh Shirva, and so that will be from 11 to 12. And the regular Shia will be at 12:45. So I said, I hope that tomorrow no one will be absent. Tomorrow is not Shabbat Shalom.